seconds. One time for the underdog. One time for the underdog. Ignition sequence start.
Let me see you put 'em up. Reach the sky, touch the stars up above. 'Cause it's one time for the underdog. One time for the underdog.
You're listening to the Valuetainment Podcast, where we discuss various strategies that will help you scale your business to the next level. I'm your host, Patrick Bedavid, and today we're going to talk about the difference between customer service and customer experience and why it is so important to focus on the one area that very few businesses focus on, and that is customer experience.
One of my favorite exercises to do is make a list of companies or businesses that you go back to over and over and over again. And ask yourself why. For instance, list five companies and to the right say, I go to this restaurant at least once a week. Why do I go back? Because of dot, dot, dot. I go back to this fast food place every week. Why do I go to the store to shop for clothes every month. Why do I go back again? I go here from groceries. Why do I go back here over and over again? What is the reason? And the reason will generally be one of these six reasons that is gonna give you a lot of clue for your own business. You're either going back there because it's fast. Why? Fast food. I don't want to sit down. I just want a food. I want to leave. That's all I want. I don't want anything. I just want a fast service. So you go back to a place because of fast. One could be quality. What is the quality? It's better material. It's better fabric. It's better whatever. The quality is better and I'm willing to spend more money, but I go back for quality. Another reason could be because it's cheap. You may say, hey, I go to Walmart because Walmart has what? Everyday low prices. Everyday low prices is the cheapest place. That's where I want to go to. No problem. That's their play. Luxury. I go there because of luxury. I've been buying Mercedes all my life because it's a luxury. I like to go to this restaurant because it's luxury. I like to stay at the W because it's luxury. I like to go because of luxury feeling that you get. Another one could be user-friendly. I go back to this place. It's so easy. I go back to this website because it's so easy to use. I like to use this app because it's so easy to use. User-friendly. It's so easy. I like iPhone. It's user-friendly. I like this. It's user-friendly, right? And the other one is customer service, okay? Customer service. Now, most of the time, businesses, and we run business, so we have the cheapest, we have the fastest, we have the best, we have the most luxury, we have the most incredible quality, we have user-friendly, it's so easy. Or best customer service. Now, customer service is generally boring. And generally, entrepreneurs, we don't necessarily pay that much attention to customer service because it's kind of like, oh my gosh, customer service, come on, give me a break. This is boring. Watch, this video is not going to get that many views. You'll see it because this is not an exciting topic. But this is a very, very important topic by the time I'm done explaining this to you. When you think about customer service, what companies do you think about? Watch this. People buy BMW. Do you know why? Because of their service. You simply drop off a BMW, take another one, and you go back. So BMW has a reputation of being incredible service. Now, Range Rover may be luxury, but it doesn't have the best service, okay? But they're known for luxury, right? So what is the play? You go to another car, it may be cheap. Hey, I'm gonna buy a Ford Focus. I'm gonna buy whatever because it's cheap. There's things that you can think about. Tesla user-friendly, it's easy, right? Customer service, Nordstrom's. You go to Nordstrom's, I don't care what it is. One time an old lady goes back to Nordstrom's, and this is a story, you can find this all over online, it's written about in books, et cetera, et cetera. This person goes to Nordstrom's and says, I bought this tire from here. The cashier says, we don't sell tire. No, I bought it here and I want to return it. Do you have a receipt? I don't have a receipt. You know what Nordstrom's did? They took the tire. And a person said, how much it cost? Nordstrom says, okay, we'll take it back. And a person went and said, hey, we returned the tire. They're gonna throw that tire in the trash, but customer service to them is extremely important. Now, there are some places you buy something from, no return policy, we don't return it, we don't take it back, we don't care, they don't care having one-star reviews because their policy is, I don't care to return it. You buy it, you got it, it's gone, we're not taking it back. Mattress companies sometimes do that. Some of them do certain, you've already laid on, you've already done this, we're not taking any of it back, right? Customer service, if you think about Amazon, Amazon's got great customer service. I think about, what else? What else would you say customer service? Well, I would say Zappos. You know, we went and got a private tour of Zappos headquarters. They'll stay on the phone with you and talk to you. They'll literally will talk to you how things are. Hey, let me order pizza for you. Hey, let me do this for you. It's constant customer service that people talk about them. Apple's known for great customer service. Southwest Airlines, when their attendants tell the jokes that they say, hey, if you have to do this, make sure you put the mask on yourself. And if you have two kids, choose which one you like more. And These things, you ha ha ha, it's funny, but that's customer service, right? You kind of connect with it. This is a very, very, very valuable way for you to build your business with this. So now the question becomes, what is the difference between customer service and customer experience? Is there really, I mean, Pat, what is the difference? Isn't it the same thing? Absolutely not. Why? Let me explain. And I'll simplify it for you and it'll stay in your mind. Think about customer service as reactive. And think about customer experience as proactive. What does this mean? For instance, here's customer service. Thank you for calling AT&T. How may I help you? Yes, great. Is there any other issues that you have? Have I fulfilled your service request that you've asked here today? Okay, please take this recorded call and survey that we have going on. Reactive, okay? Customer service could be client is upset, you handle it, you react, you solve. All good. Customer service is thank you, please, may I please put you on hold? Thank you for your help. Thank you for listening. Thank you for understanding. Thank you. It's customer service. Customer service could be, I totally understand where you're coming from. I totally feel your pain. I'm sorry. It's apologetic. It's customer service because it's reactive to something, right? Customer buys. Here's your receipt. Thank you so much. Have a great day. Would you also like to buy this? Would you like to upgrade your service? Customer service. That's customer service. Okay. And by the way, very important customer service. Now, a few are very good at customer experience. That's kind of when you go from here and you graduate over here. Let me explain what I mean by customer experience. Look, whatever business you run, if you have more than 100 customers, you will generally be able to tell me that you have some VIP customers. Everybody has VIP customers. This is not about discrimination. VIP customers to American Express is called Black Card, right? VIP customers to American Airlines is called Executive Platinum or Executive or Gold members that they get priority seating, right? A VIP customer to Sephora makeup for ladies could be called, you know, a Beauty Insider, right? They have this whole, Sephora does very well because they have this Beauty Insider group where the girls who are part of Beauty Insider, they get a sample sent to them before everybody else. That's Sephora. They do a phenomenal job with this Beauty Insider that's worked very, very well. They get it before all the other customers. Your VIP. VIP Amazon is Prime. VIP, there's many of them that I can give you about, what is it called? VIPs. The VIPs, you're hoping to get many of them here to be converted into VIPs, and they only get converted here based on what? Customer experience. So what is customer experience? Customer experience is proactive. Proactive is the way you treat them. The details. Customer experience is all about details. So if I call American Express Black Card, or if I call Visa Black Card, MasterCard Black Card, and they'll tell me, hey, we just want to remind you, you know, your anniversary is coming up. Your wife's birthday is coming up. Any plans? We can see last time you went to Baccara Hotel. Do you want to do the same thing? Do you want me to look for something? How about you give me this afternoon? Let me look for some stuff and get back to you. Customer experience. Then they send me an email and they call me. When is a good time for us to get on the phone? 50 minutes. So let me tell you what I found. If you want to do something very extravagant, we found this one place and we can do this experience and ta 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 ta, and it's so unique. And let me tell you what it is, and your wife's really gonna like it. Tell me what things your wife likes. Experience. Okay, you know, Amazon could go out there and find out exactly what things you buy and see you're buying trends, and they give you a better experience. It doesn't matter what it is. It all goes to the experience part. So, or you go into Apple and you talk to one of the guys at Apple and they talk to you like you're a regular human being. You don't feel like you're scripted too much, although they have a script as well that they got to follow, but it's just talking to you. Zappos the same way. They're talking to you, they're listening to you. Tell me about you. How's your day? You don't hear too many regular customer service people, companies saying, so tell me about your day. Like, think about that small little slight question that you call somewhere. You call Chase for customer service. Yes, I'm trying to handle this thing. The end is that, okay, great. Let me place you on hold. Let me see what I can do. What's your things on? What's your, did you have a case number for this? Okay, thank you. Okay, have a great day. Bye-bye. Done. Instead, okay, thank you, Patrick, David, thank you so much. By the way, Patrick, how was your day today? And I'm gonna say whatever I'm gonna say. I'm gonna give them, it's okay, it's great. And then I'm gonna ask what, how was your day? Oh, my day is great, thank you for asking. By the way, thank you for your loyalty. I can see here you've been with us for 10 years. We appreciate your loyalty with us. Hey, somebody appreciates my loyalty. I'm a loyal human being, no problem. I've been a loyal customer. We're proud to put, I've been an American Express cardholder since 1998, you know, whatever it is. loyalty, right? Hey, appreciate you, thank you. This goes to here. This goes to here. And the more you can take people from here to here, the better off you're gonna be with your business. Let me help you think about it, maybe in a way that'll make sense to you a little bit more, and I'll wrap up this episode, is this, okay? So when it comes down to the dating game, okay? When it comes down to the dating game, just think about it this way. There are a lot of people that it's just, boom, they wanna go out and they wanna be promiscuous. All good. It's a philosophy, you wanna do that, that's good. In business, if you treat your customers like that, or even women like that, your reputation spreads. If you treat customers like that, or anybody like that, reputation spreads. And it's not always the best reputation to not treat people properly. So then there is, you know, just one night stand philosophy, then there's dating philosophy, then there's marriage philosophy. Your VIPs are marriage. Your VIPs are marriage. Your VIPs are people that go from dating to marriage. They're kind of trying your product, they like it, great, wow, they treat me so well, I wanna marry these guys. And I wanna go there regularly. And then I wanna tell other people. They become your best recruiters. VIP members become your best recruiters. Best recruiters. They recruit for you for free. All that $1 million ad on TV that you're trying to do or whatever it is you're trying to, you don't have to do it because they're doing it for you for free. If you convert people into VIPs. They are so valuable. This is why some companies, there's nothing different Zappos does except for the fact that they create incredible customer service. They don't make shoes. They don't make shoes. Zappos doesn't make shoes. They're not Toms. They don't make shoes. It's service. It's purely service for them. They give incredible service. They send you a return. You don't have to pay for the return. You didn't like it, they'll pay for it. It's purely a service game. They're not playing the cheap game. They're playing a service game with you. It's so valuable. And then all of a sudden Zappos get valued at, you know, it was bought for a couple $1 billion, whatever the number is. Tony Hsieh is a customer service guy. So I know a lot of times, especially startup entrepreneurs or people that you want to become a millionaire yesterday. You know, I get messages, oh, I want to be a billionaire by the time I'm 35 years old. It's great, you know, maybe don't tie it to, believe me, if you tie for more people being happy doing business. I had a conversation this morning with a friend of mine who's one of our executives in our company, Len. He's a doctor, Dr. Cooper. He and I were having a conversation together. And he said, Pat, you know, I'm sitting there. Somebody came and told me something about why I chose to work with you. And he says, all I said is my entire experiences of working with you, how it's been. And he's going into this whole story of what he's telling me on this call we're having. Early call that we were having here this morning, which Len was a fascinating call. I'm sure he appreciates that call, but that's a shout out to Len out there. He just had his 20-year anniversary, he and his wife, Tasha. So we're having this call together, and all he was telling me while I'm listening is our experience together, why is he still here? He left a six-figure job to come up. He was a principal, youngest principal in San Bernardino Valley area. But he came because of the experience he had, and he is my customer. Now we've become very good friends. So it's past a VIP. And the more we have of that, that we treat people properly, the more they tell everybody. Your business gets stronger. You can't have this, you know, wham bam type of a mentality and your business ain't gonna grow because you're not paying attention to your customers. So go back, again, the initial exercise, make a list of the five businesses that you go to regularly and ask yourself, why do you go back? You will be amazed how all of them will generally have one of these things here. One of these things here. Now you may say convenience, it's very close, that's part of fast. So no, any of that stuff that you write down is gonna be part of one thing. And then for your own business, ask yourself, what can I do to take my customer service to a whole different level, to add customer experience to my business, and to give birth to more VIP customers? And what do I categorize as a VIP customer for me? What do you categorize as a VIP customer for you? And what can you do to promote more people from regular to VIP customers? And that in itself is gonna make you a ton of money depending on how big you wanna build. It'll do you very, very well growth-wise, word of mouth, people wanting to do business with you regularly over and over and over again. So that's my message today for you on customer service and customer experience.
Thanks everybody for listening. And by the way, if you haven't already subscribed to Valuetainment on iTunes, please do so. Give us a 5-star, write a review if you haven't already. And if you have any questions for me that you may have, you can always find me on Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. Just search my name, Patrick Bit-David. And I actually do respond back when you snap me or send me a message on Instagram. With that being said, have a great day today. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.